feel like you might be starting to fall apart just a little bit. I've kind of got to that age, I think. I'm past 40 now. I know it's not that old. But suddenly, my body doesn't quite work in the way it used to. Just yesterday, I had to go to the dentist. I'd been having some toothache down the bottom of my far molar on the bottom left-hand side. I thought I'd better go and get it checked out. And sure enough, I'd cracked my tooth. And they decided there and then they needed to pull it out. So if my voice sounds a little bit funny today, that's why. I'm falling apart. And it's only going to get worse as I get older. I'm starting to perish and fade away. It's what happens. It's what happens to everything, actually, in this world. It's a world that's full of decay. There are beautiful things about it. There are creative things that happen. But ultimately, things fade away and perish and ultimately die. But listen to what the Christian can take hold of, even in the face of living in a perishing world, in a perishing body right now. Here's what Peter writes in verses 3 and 4 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Now, isn't that wonderful? We thought about verse 3 yesterday. Today, we're looking particularly at verse 4. We could read from verse 3, miss out a bit of verse 3 and go on to verse 4 like this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. If you're a Christian, you've had a new birth. You've been born again. You have a new life. And this life, unlike the life we have in our current fleshly bodies, doesn't end. It doesn't perish. It doesn't become defiled. It doesn't fade. Our spiritual life is like that now. It can't die. But there's more to come in heaven. Because we're in Christ, joined to him, we will one day inherit what he now has there in glory. He is God the Son. We are in him and counted God's children too. We have an inheritance waiting for us that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading. What is that inheritance though? Well, it's various things, all bound up with Jesus Christ. It's a resurrection body, like Christ's resurrection body. So whatever aches and pains you have now, whatever illnesses might afflict you, including mental ones as well as physical ones, they're not going to last. Because of your new birth in Jesus Christ that has happened already spiritually, one day you will have a physical body and mind to match. Isn't that wonderful? And nothing can take it away. And that body will never perish or become defiled or fade. It will be eternal. But more than that, there'll be a new heavens and a new earth. That the earth itself will be reborn. And we will live in it. And walk with Christ in it. And all this, we're told, is kept in heaven for you. In other words, it's in heaven right now. How can that be? Are our bodies there in heaven? Is that new creation already there in heaven? No, Jesus Christ is already there in heaven. And one day, as Paul says, all things will be united in him. All things will be made new in him, the one who is already new in that new resurrection body. The one who speaks everything into existence. He's done it once, he'll do it again when the new creation comes. But that old creation, while it's already perishing, defiled and fading away, the new one that is kept in heaven in Christ for us is imperishable, undefiled and unfading. What a glorious hope we have. as Christians, a true and certain one. Remember it.